League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We can't turn your mic on first, Big Head.
Okay, everybody take it easy.
Somebody say, hey, Big Head, to Kev. They really mean it. They're not flirting.
Hey, large head.
Yeah.
Descriptive. Hey, Big Head, hey, I'm married. No, I was just saying, you have a big head.
I'm trying to see the meaning in y'all's fire.
Also,
yeah, you said you saw that insurance and you was like, take the truck back.
Bro, I did it on my phone. You know you can switch the insurance on your phone now.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to call, so I plug it in to USAA and they jumped up. I was like, USAA after everything we've been through?
You did what is it, like double?
It is considerably more than I was paying. It's not double, but it was noticeable for me. I was like, wow.
Wait, did you think it was going to be the same?
No, Megan.
Yeah.
Is that Maserati?
Yep.
Hello, I would like to order one of the Cactus Jack meals. Yeah. Yes, the one with Travis Scott. Is that what the kids
are? That's super dope that he got that. Like, McDonald's is like, we got to get something going, man.
First one since Michael Jordan, Kev.
Is it really?
First actual celebrity, like, where they put their own thing on the menu, like a new thing on the menu since MJ.
I thought it was Mark McGwire. We were talking about that on the podcast. I thought it was Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa because they had that. Sammy Sosa. Mark McGwire had the Big Mac meal in St. Louis. Like, he was really big.
He just did a commercial for him. He didn't put a new item on the menu.
No, he didn't put a new item, but they had the cups. They had Mark McGwire's face on the cups and everything. They was all.
And they do that a lot, though.
Talking about they have this is literally Travis Scott's. Like, the Cactus Jack burger is actual a purchasable item, though, right?
He really just assembled a meal of stuff that they already have to not complicate the McDonald's kitchens. We were just talking about that. Yeah. But for the most part, they already had a quarter pounder with bacon, but the meal is like that with fries and barbecue sauce and a Sprite. So it's very, very specific, but it's not like a brand new item on the menu.
For sure. So there's nothing in the kitchen that they have to buy special.
Right.
Yeah. It's a quarter pounder with barbecue sauce and bacon.
Did you try it already, Tia?
No, but I'm thinking we should do it for lunchtime lottery.
He was in the midnight opening line. And he was like, who the hell is Travis Scott? Who are all these people? I'm just here. I'm here every day at midnight. What the hell are you guys doing here?
I was so upset. I'm like, why is this a lie?
Who are all these people?
Because nobody's here.
That's hilarious.
It was like a Supreme line outside the McDonald's. I was like, what are y'all doing? I just want fries and 10 burgers. Why are y'all here?
You got the Chalupa Supreme.
Hey, who else thinks that Keon had a regular shirt and then he put that shirt on to film?
Keon,
do you even
hoop enough to always wear those?
This is all I have. Like, I don't wear...
I have is shirts with no sleeve. Yeah, whatever. Nigga.
I'm not wearing, like, shirts in the house. Like, that's weird.
Pat, it ain't enough. It ain't enough of those you could do, Pat.
Shut up.
Okay.
Like,
you could have started like 5 years ago.
Shut up, man.
But I wake up
with the new upper body strength of a newborn baby, so don't even try now. You ain't gonna have nothing.
That meme you sent me is so funny. You protected me against Cam. That is, I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna post it right now. That's so funny.
Keon, stop trying to find the right angle for your side boob. Like, you're just adjusting.
Meg must not know if she says another sentence. I'll take this shirt completely off. Stand up. I'll put my print on the camera.
Oh.
All right? I don't want to make it weird.
Who is that for?
Whoa.
Listen to your shirt.
Is that the punishment for a good joke, Keon? Oh, a good joke. Well, I'll show you what's what.
Oh, oh my God. You just gave him the idea. Oh, hey.
Yeah. Oh.
It looks so squishy. Right,
no, they're not abs. Stop, yes, Kevin. Are.
Someone needs to get a cartoon character.
Your breasts are very robust, Kev. They are very
robust. Oh, they like that.
Hey, here, they're going to Cactus Jack right here. There's a...
They look like full breasts.
Pull your pants up over your pouch.
Kev still got the Michael Jordan combo in there.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, it really look like you got like the surgery, bro. The breasts are very supple.
So here.
I know. So here's like, hey,
get
what's
your
up?
Hand off your neck while you say that.
Here's I was like, gonna say, when you stood up, I was like, oh, hey, big head. But mythic.
Your chest looks like Homer Simpson. I took a couple photos. I just want you to see what we see.
I'm looking in the mirror.
This needs to be a cartoon character named Wolf. Yeah, W-A-L-F.
Meg, old girl hit me up from the Army again to do skydiving. I was like, listen,
I don't want you to knock that over. Please,
if I couldn't make it then, I damn sure can't make it now.
You said nothing changed last year?
It's actually got
right
worse.
On the border.
It's actually got, I was on the border before. Now yeah. I am out of the country. Right, you understand me? I am way here. In Mexico. I'm in Tijuana.
Tahir, you in quarantine. You should be doing better. You got more time to like work out.
What? Shut up. You know how ridiculous you sound?
What if
everybody
they get
the rest? You think I'm going to be like, I'm going to take this time and work out? No, I'm going to eat. Look at Kevin.
Kevin doesn't care about his body or his health his life.
I'm eating lemonade now.
That you probably put a bunch of barbecue sauce all under the bottom of that.
No, it doesn't,
it's
Megan.
Gravy.
That's
gravy.
His cool down meal. That's his cool down meal after his ribs. We caught him on the cool down.
Cool down meal is hilarious.
That is funny.
That was really funny, Patrick.
Keon, what you had to do? Like 6 push-ups real quick?
No, I had to put the kids down.
Like you knocked them out? Because nobody puts kids to sleep that fast.
No, they go, you know, they go pee, they go to their rooms, and they close their eyes and they go to sleep. So
it's 1 p.m.
You got them trained like that? They just listen?
Yeah.
You hitting those kids.
That's, you know what's crazy? My son, I was telling people, my son behaves. I've never laid a hand on them, and he behaves like I've been beating him for years. Yesterday,
you come in Adam's apple first.
You said what?
Because you come in Adam's apple first.
All right, what's going on? Yeah.
From his view, he's like, this thing's going to stab me in the head. I don't need this in my life. The other day, he was wilding out, and I just came up here, and I was like, I'm always calm because they're so scared of me, I don't like to yell at them. I was like, what's going on, bro? He's backing up. He's like, no, I'm sorry. I'm like, what are you talking about? I never touched you.
That's hilarious.
I'm not yelling. I'm not just telling you, hey, man, that ain't going to fly.
That'd be a good prank in front of company. Like if you had people over and you were like,
no,
please not again.
and my mother-in-law was here. She was looking at him like, what are you doing? But she thought it was hilarious because, you know, they listen. But I was just like, the fear they have is it doesn't match what kind of punishments they've had.
That's hilarious.
I wish I had that with my daughter. My daughter's 14 now, and she just don't care about nothing. You ever met somebody that's just very lackadaisical?
She's a teenager. That's a teenager.
I hear you, but like low-key, it was kind of like that before. Like, she's just never moved fast to do anything. She's never had a sense of urgency. Like, literally, the house could be on fire. Like, Kendall, we got to go. It's on fire. She was like, all right. And she will stay there playing Roblox for another 10 minutes as the house burns down. Being
chill.
She has a very chill personality. Chill. She's
like, oh, the place on fire? Bet. All
right. That's crazy. Take anything? Yeah, your life. And get it out of this place. No, I'm cool. Kev, I hate it, man.
Kev, you close your eyes with every bite?
What?
You close your eyes with every bite? Or is this just like a really good meal?
I guarantee you, I would bet you $10 that Kev's shoes are off right now. I guarantee his shoes are off and he's rubbing his feet together.
Where are you?
Ass.
Kev, are you home? Where are you?
Oh, here. Where are you? What's going on?
Where are you, Kev?
I'm at transit.
Oh, okay. The black curtains.
All right, they set me up.
What are you shooting?
Meg, you get dressed at home. You're at home. You get dressed.
Me?
No, I'm asking Meg because she's the only one at home right now.
Yeah. Hmm. Wait. What do you mean? Where else would I get dressed?
I'm saying when you're at home, you put on like going out clothes when you're at home.
Mm-hmm. I put on like an actual shirt because other than that, I mean, I had a bonnet on not too long ago. I had a bathrobe on.
Oh, okay.
She did.
But I actually don't do my makeup. I actually look like I'm halfway alive.
She didn't have a wedding ring on though.
How you know I'm not already married, Kevin? And I just don't want to share it with you.
You because she be smiling.
Would I? You don't know. He be smiling. You don't know my life.
Miles.
You said he be smiling, man.
He be smiling.
He still got a way out long as he doesn't marry you, is what Kevin said.
I don't know.
Would you do a secret wedding without telling people, Meg?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, she would. I'm still mad at Meg for telling her family her baby's gender before us.
Yeah, what gives?
They don't sit next to you. They didn't sit next to you 8 hours a day. We were here. We were there. You go, oh, because my mom raised me. I'm gonna tell her first. You really changed.
Your mama don't even like you for real, Meg. Stop it.
We should have been first.
Ass backwards, Meg.
I knew. Live, I was pregnant.
I knew Meg was. I was talking to Kev and I was like, yo, does Meg look pregnant to you? He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He had already knew at this point. I was like,
did you know him at that point?
I knew.
He told me after the squad cast, squad live rehearsal that one time.
Oh, so now Kev is even better than us and your family. Got it.
And Meg called me her brother. She called me her brother, and she told me what she told everybody else.
Oh, guess not so brother.
No, wait. I thought you already knew to here because I felt like you asked me before.
No.
You got
it. The here was in the Mommy and Me Facebook group you were in, man.
He was what?
The here was in the Mommy and Me Facebook group you joined.
You guys took Lamaze class together?
You didn't even know, huh?
The here took lasagna class.
Did y'all do that stuff when you guys had your babies? You did all that crap?
Lamaze was only a thing I saw on TV. My wife never even mentioned. I would have went if she went. But she never, all that stuff on TV that they do, I feel like that is just for movies.
Is it practice? Is it? Like pregnancy practice?
No, but here's the thing. Nobody really does, like, it's weird because Lamaze is supposed to be like the technique for breathing. But the truth is, when you about to push baby out,
all that go really, out the window.
Yeah, and like if you needed help breathing, they would tell you how to breathe like right then. So it's not really now. Like I went to like a baby, like a how to swaddle, you know, just like a general like newborn class. I think that's swaddle. Like, you said, what is a swaddle?
Well, swaddle.
It's like how you wrap a baby up in a blanket.
Wrapping your baby like a burrito so they'll feel comfortable.
They do look like little burritos.
And they love it, okay? Well, some of them
feel like the womb.
Like trying to break out.
Nick, can you describe the pain of giving birth?
Nothing. You just want to die at when you hit the hard part of labor, like the last I would say probably like between like 7 to 10 centimeters, maybe. For me, I was like, just take my life, Lord, take my life.
I don't know. I went on Meg's podcast and learned about the rip.
Oh man,
that's a thing.
They let you into the deepest, darkest, Pat.
Pat had no idea.
Imagine?
That's why moms don't be wanting to hear nothing, no back talk from kids. Like, you literally ripped my vagina, bro. Don't at me, bro.
Yeah.
So what's it look like? Does the vagina ever rip all the way to the butthole?
So, like, that's a very severe tear, but yeah, I'm sure that's happened before.
That happens? And then you just open in between your legs? It's just open like this?
Yeah, but they sew it up immediately.
Damn, so you have some people just have Joker scars down there from one to the other?
Why so serious?
Why it's so serious? You want to know how I got these scars?
Joker scars.
All right, and I think that's a great place for us to get started.
3 mimosas and back shots. That's how I got them.
Oh, God. We got to get right into this first topic of the day. Right after this.
Yo, what's going on, beautiful people? Listen, to all the people that have their own t-shirt business, or you're selling masks, you're selling earrings, you're selling jersey dresses. I don't know why anybody would still be selling jersey dresses, but hey, there's a market for everything. How are you going to manage with this holiday season? Because let's be honest, we're seeing the highest number of online selling that we have ever seen in our life. The holiday season is right around the corner. Are you going to be able to keep up with all of those orders that you have to ship out? Are you going to be able to keep up with who gets what? What shipping carrier to use? And are you getting the best rates? Because that's the real thing. The best rates. All of these large companies, they have all of these locked-in deals with all of these shipping carriers. But who looks out for the little guy? I'll tell you who. ShipStation.com. ShipStation.com is the fastest, easiest, and the most affordable way to manage all of your orders. In just a few clicks, you're managing all your orders, you're printing out discounted shipping labels, and you're getting your product to your consumers fast. And one of the great things about ShipStation.com is it doesn't matter if you're sending 10 packages, or you're sending 100, or you're sending 500, you get the same discount, okay? The same discount as the big corporations and the big companies get, we're giving to the little guys. And it doesn't matter if you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, or your own website, ShipStation.com brings all of your orders into one interface so you can easily manage everything. ShipStation.com is the number one shipper with online sellers, okay? You'll ship more in less time with the best available rates. Now for all my listeners at home, because you guys know I come with the best deals, okay? I'm going to hook you up with 60 free days on your account. That's right, 60 of them. All you have to do is go to ShipStation.com, enter in the promo squad, SQUADD, and enjoy 60 days of a free account on ShipStation.com. What could be easier than that? But you don't like saving money? You don't like amazing rates? You don't like getting your packages to your customers fast? Huh? Of course you do. So do it right now. Go to ShipStation.com, enter the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, and enjoy 60 days for free on your boy. Holla!
All right, first topic of the day. Who would you rather spend 24 hours partying with? Drake or Will Smith?
Oh, partying, not just
partying?
Oh, partying.
Yeah, boring.
Hey,
I thought it was just hanging out with.
If we're hanging out, Will. If it's partying, Drake.
Wait, why?
I say partying in the text.
You're right. I didn't say partying. I like to throw it.
Wait, but hold on. Why don't we just say hanging out and that encompasses partying? So partying is a part of it. Like just going to breakfast is a part of it. Hanging out at the house is a part of it. Why can't it just be all of that?
Okay, no, let's do that.
Barely changes the answer.
Yeah.
Why would it change it?
Because
if I'm talking to Will, I'm trying to, you know, learn the game. I'm trying to talk Nas, blah, blah, blah. If I'm with Drake, I'm like, whatever wild shit we're going to get into, let's just do that.
Here's the thing. Okay, so let's say this. Like, It's 24 hours. There's no restrictions. Obviously, money is of no issue. It's definitely going to be some partying there. It's going to be some times where y'all are traveling, like going to a place where you can have those real conversations. All of that is in this 24 hours. Who would you rather spend the 24 hours with, Drake or Will Smith?
Will.
I've already spent 24 seconds with Will.
Will can give you more insight. Drake has a lot of insight in the music game. Will has insight in everything. And he's funny, which is a big deal. He's funny. I don't think Drake is kind of funny, but
Drake is funny. Here's the thing. This is what I want to point out. True, Will has more insight on acting and movies and things of that nature because he made that pivot. But let's not forget that Drake killed it. Both times he was on Saturday Night Live. Yep. We've all heard people say how funny Drake is. He's been on top of the music industry for 10 years straight. He has a successful partnership with the Jordan brand. He has his own plane. He has dual citizenship. Drake has been on it, bro. Like, don't
last three facts. Why you saying that like that's hard? Like, he got dual citizenship.
I'm just saying. I was born in Korea.
Shut up. To hear that, ain't even nothing.
We're not trying to marry this nigga. We're just 24.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you can get information from either side. Don't make it seem like just because Will's been doing movies for the last 20 years, he's the only one with information.
Will's not only been doing it longer. I just feel like he knows more. Plus, you know what I'm saying? Now that our boy's out the picture, I could be the next entanglement. I'm like, yo. I'm trying to get in.
I want to be entangled. What's up, Jada?
You feel me, I
would be like a cool little side dude around the Smith house. I'll just pop up, say a few jokes.
You know what? You actually fit the profile. You got like a you do have the same kind of build as August. You're into music. You know, I can see her.
I think having the same build as August. Why not?
I think it would be weird for her to talk to Pat because Pat acts so much like Jaden. I think she would look at Pat like another son.
She
would see Pat. She's like, "Oh, look at you! I think you and Willow would get along great."
Nah, man, I'm older, and I'm. I can see myself just popping into the kitchen like, "What's for breakfast?" And then, then just disappearing into my wing of the house for the rest of the month.
I have Jaden's water right here.
Jaden's water. It's just water. I don't see the big deal.
Huh? Hey, yo.
That should be the slogan.
That's funny. Right, I don't know, man. I would be hard pressed to decide right away because.
Hey, Tom. He had been doing really well. We're 19 minutes in. He says, desire. Also. There's a Hey Tom emoji. I'm going to find it and put it in the comments. Somebody from All Dev showed it to me. And there's a white man doing this. Boy, I turned him black. Back to you.
Was that a real emoji or was that made for this?
It's like the sign language, whatever this means. I don't know. Whatever the sign language is for that. That's what the emoji is like.
Here, I'm going to make a gold star board for you. And every 15 minutes, you go without messing up.
Hilarious. I'm here for it.
Make it. A whole episode, I'm going to give you a pizza party. They used to bribe the pizza party all doggone year. All year they bribed the pizza party. Yep, that's it.
Love it. I don't even know what it's supposed to be for.
Is that like the sign language for here?
It's literally just... And the motion makes it look like he's going like this, so it's literally perfect.
I would put money that Tahir could go through senses longer than Kev can go without taking bites. Like I feel like Tahir would do it first. Kev be eat.
He do.
Yes, he does. Listen, you know what's funny to me? I just thought about this. Tahir, do you be stumbling during sex?
No.
You like who this is? Dang it. Who is it?
I know you walking with this.
I know you walking with this.
Where am I walking to? No. I know you walking with this.
Yeah.
I mess up. I know you. Why did y'all turn? I know you walking with this.
Why did y'all turn into a 3-year-old with a speech impediment? Why did he become that guy all of a sudden?
Y'all so petty, bruh.
Whose pussy is this?
Y'all gonna block y'all blessings. Y'all don't know how to stop. Y'all take things too far all the time.
You like this wick?
Oh, I didn't mean pouch. Oh my gosh.
Whose wick is it?
Why is she throwing?
You like that dwick?
You guys having a good time over there?
Now flip a while.
Even funnier than that is to hear trying to fuss at his daughter and stumbling over a word. You lose all power. I told you to do this go to your room. Go to your womb. Go to your womb. Room.
Imagine him trying to talk to Siri. Siri, hey, what is a wawago bobble?
I'm back.
I'm actually doing something, so I don't care what he say.
That's why you fail, Kevin.
Legitimately fail.
You had to sit back and your breasts rolled up to your neck, and that's why you fail.
Them titties split like the Red Sea. Them titties was like.
That's Kev went down laughing, and he came up with the most serious face ever. That shit wasn't funny when he came up. I think it looked disheveled.
You fell so hard too.
All right, guys. So Will Smith or Drake?
What happened was Kev thought he dropped some food behind there. He was like, ooh, another piece? And that chair.
What's the fastest way down there?
My house chair is strong. This wasn't ready.
What is it? I'm telling you, when them titties go backwards, there's no saving them. You gonna fall.
The fact that you fall out of chairs multiple times, though, that's like a thing for you. That's like a thing.
It's fun.
I've definitely done it before.
Oh, yeah. He did it on Squadcast one time. It was hilarious.
Yeah, my wife deleted the footage on accident. Or did she?
Was that? Son oh, that was bastard. The episode, huh?
You I mean, son of a bastard.
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm-mm.
So what y'all going with, man? Who y'all rock with?
Yeah, I don't think I want to spend that much time with Drake.
Well... Plus, I feel like, what if you get on a plane with Drake and then he starts venting about what he feels about this girl and he gets, like, you know, starts going into his emotions? I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm fine and I got a big old booty, so he's going to try to holler at me, so I'm going to just be like, no, Drake.
What are you talking about?
You know, Drake like big booty girls.
So okay. You don't have nothing to worry about, man.
I know. I'm just playing. I want it to be included. Oh. I'm not. Oh.
What?
Everybody said it was like,
okay.
Hey, you know that SZA song where she be like, I'm insecure because I ain't got no booty and only you, buddy. Man, you're a great mother. You're a great mother and producer. You're
even worried about that because I'm about to be out here. I'm gonna be participating in that period. Challenge, you know, when they you know what they've been doing. I'm gonna be there real soon. I've been hiking up these hills over here.
That's coming.
You're about to participate in the exclamation point challenge.
She participate in the LOL challenge.
Really?
Chopstick challenge.
Don't be doing me like that.
Don't do her, Pat.
No, I'm gonna go Will. Will seems like more fun. There's more stuff to learn.
I feel like Will would want to drink. Like if I'm hanging with somebody rich, I'm trying to drink all the stuff that I can't afford to drink.
He be drinking?
I ain't never seen a drink like that. I feel like Drake gonna have all the best drinks on the plane.
But then that's gonna cause him to start crying and spilling out his emotions again. Again, the alcohol with Drake, I don't know if that goes too well.
I feel like
Drake. I don't think I would want to hang out with Drake. Although Drake did he did that For Y'all video that one time. That was hilarious. So maybe they look like they had a good time.
I don't remember that. He was in it?
Yeah, they did a T-Dot Goon Squad video with Drake.
Now, that's not to say that Drake wouldn't be entertaining or funny. I just feel like I would get more out of talking with Will.
Yeah, it'd probably just be a better day. Drake would be funner to party with, though.
Yeah.
But Will, you know.
Yeah, I totally would do some Zans with Drake.
Shut up. You couldn't
even. You ain't doing no Zans. You're doing some hams.
Your fat-head ass.
You're popping these hams.
That's hilarious. You see him laid out off the hams.
Yo, I took half a ham out like a light. Hey, like a light. Like a light. Slept through the fight.
I took a half. She took the whole thing. Slow down. Gravy.
Gravy?
That would just be like Cam with rolls. That would be Cam with lunch meat on his fingers just eating it. Like, hey. Straight out the deli, baby.
So everybody going Will Smith?
I'm going Will.
Will Smith.
There's I'm going Drizzy, bro. I'm kicking it with Drizzy.
That'd be fun, too.
Drizzy, I feel like he got the new age on lock. Like, Will knows everybody in the industry because he's been doing it for so long, but a lot of the people he knows, they're older. Like, you want people that's going to be like, Kev, what you're doing right now with, like, the Keep Your Distance comedy show, like, that's new age shit. Like, I want to talk to people who have cornered the market on the new age and the new generation. So I
just
want to
be there because it's going to be a whole lot of big booty girls walking around, and that's the only reason why you want to hang with Drake.
Yes, no, nigga. Yes,
hilarious.
You're right. Yes.
Why are you talking about booty so much today, Meg? I've never been to no lit party in my entire life, ever, never, ever.
That never. Sounds like a personal problem.
Wait,
bro.
Really?
Really? I never.
That's Meg, like the story Meg never has. Kraken party.
Never been to a Kraken party like you guys would have, you know, say it's Kraken the fight party. Well, not it wasn't a fight party, but Meg got into a fight at the party. Keon's whole college career, Pat's college to here in St. Louis.
That's because you've been like this since high
you've
school.
Always been looked
you've
at like
had a period of like I'm out to wild out, except for that hot boy summer you had before you met Melissa.
99, but there was no parties involved. And when all deaf, you guys used to have parties. No one had ever invited me.
Cause you're like a father figure. Nobody want to bring their dad to the party, nigga.
Who had parties and didn't invite you?
Right.
Everyone. They come back like, man, remember at this guy's house? And I was like, what happened? You know, the kid.
Would you really want to go, Pat?
No. Kev would not come. That's
you wouldn't
want
to go.
But the invite is important.
I couldn't get home fast enough.
Right.
But inviting people is important, even if you don't want to go. I don't want to go to most things, but I run it by my desk. Please.
Why is that, Pat? Because I always feel like I know I don't want to go to shit, so I never take, like, I don't feel bad when I'm not invited because I didn't want to go anyway.
Well, it's like you were thought of in the turn up. It'd be like, you know what would be fun? Patrick was there. And then they try and they're like, Patrick's not going. But we tried.
You know, it's funny, the Keep Your Distance shows, they're more fun when Patrick's there.
Hey, people recognize Patrick live, like, doesn't
have, yeah, but Patrick doesn't have, like, the thing about comedians don't laugh, and it's not that they don't find jokes funny, they just be like, they hear jokes from a comic's point of view, which means they're usually processing whether they like the joke or not, and whether they have a tag, you know, for you.
If how they like, would have did the joke, too.
Yeah, Pat just be like, this is a great time. I am having a good time.
I didn't know until your show. People would tell me it. Shut up, Katir. People, I don't laugh like that.
You just did it.
That's you all day.
You laugh like that for real.
I didn't know till Kev's show. People, comics would tell me every now and then, like, I heard your laugh, and I'd be like, oh, But I didn't know until Kev showed that it was obnoxious. Watch the back.
It's not obnoxious. We love it. We love it.
No, it's not obnoxious, bro. You, when Tony said last Friday, man, me and Josh were dying. Tony was man, y'all was laughing, so I kept going. Like, you know
Kev
what I'm saying?
It's like laugh too. Kev's like, he does that all day long.
Wait, so do you guys group me with Heidi in terms of laughter?
Oh, no one is in Heidi's level. She's
no Heidi everyone. Has. Yeah, she's a very unique, Heidi, distinct laugh. Your laugh is just like, oh,
what a steady ego.
Yeah, I would put him and Heidi in the same category.
That's Teddy right
Eddie
there.
Don't even be laughing long. It'd just be that short, just like you did. It used to be like, oh, Teddy's here.
That is a chuckle. That is a chuckle if I've ever heard of it. All
right, so it looks like everybody's going.
Hey, y'all know how Meg laughs? Never mind. I don't believe in it.
Do it.
Do it. Since you was trying to be ugly, go ahead and do it.
You stop.
Hey, hear how Meg laughs. 12 times 12 is 144.
And the only reason you didn't want to do it because you didn't really know what 12 times 12 was. I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Yo, no lie, man. After 10 and the multiple thing, I clocked out in 11 and 12. I was like, well, nobody need all
nobody
that.
Cares.
I
ain't gonna do it. We got calculators, bro.
After 10, I was like, man, you good.
Looks like the Will Smith has it. I'm still kicking it with Drizzy, man. We're going to get right into this next topic right after this.
Here's the thing. Did you guys know that men's diets are falling behind? Seriously, up to 70% of men don't get enough vitamin E, and up to 97% don't get enough vitamin D. What are y'all taking these protein shakes for then? It may have to do with the fact that a lot of guys overvalue exercise and undervalue nutrition. They think just because I look good, I'm healthy. And that's not the case. That's just not the case, guys. So Ritual is introducing Essentials for Men. The obsessively researched multivitamin that's formulated to help fill in nutritional gaps in men's diets. I've been taking the Ritual Essential for Men's multivitamin for a little under a week now. And unlike most multivitamins, it doesn't have that oil, fish oil burp associated with it. That's the thing. I can't do that. I can't be in the middle of a conversation. We talk, yeah, and get that right there. Like I just had a plate full of fish. That's one of the main reasons I don't mess with multivitamins. But you don't have to worry about these. This actually has a mint flavor. All the pills have a flavor. You're never going to get that fishy burp, and that's what I love. And that's aside from the obvious. Essentials for Men promotes heart health. It also promotes normal muscle function as well as immune function. Guys, this is a tiny step that has a big impact. Another great thing about Ritual is that all the nutrients are on display. Everything is right here, okay? These are vegan friendly, non-GMO, sugar-free, gluten-free, and all major allergen-free. These are multivitamins, and everything is traceable because where it's from is just as important as what it's for. Ritual is a subscription-based supplement, and it's easy to start and easy to snooze at any time. And if you break it breaks down to about $1 a day. You got a dollar for your health. Fellas, it's time to step up your nutrient game, okay? You can do this, and you can save 10% on your first 3 months. All you have to do is go to ritual.com/squad. Again, 10% off your first 3 months. It comes delivered to your door, a dollar a day. What you gonna do with a dollar a day anyway? Get you some multivitamins that can change your life. So again, go to ritual.com/squad. That's SQUADD. Ritual.com/squad, SQUADD, and step your nutrient game up.
Next topic we have, what is better, a personal maid versus a personal chef?
Off now, top. You mean maid, not like housekeeper. You mean like almost like butler type stuff? Like do everything?
Yeah, do everything.
That's not a maid.
No, you're right, Meg. That's a butler. A maid would be...
Maid just cleans your house, cleans right? The laundry, you know, cleans the bathroom.
But every day, we're saying.
Yeah. Is a female
cleaning,
butler,
tidying, a butler? All of that type of stuff. A butler does everything.
Yeah. A butler can be a woman, too?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm saying made. I'm messier than I can feed myself.
Yes, you are messy.
Because between food mates, it's food mates.
Hey, Tom. First of all, God dang
it. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Everybody's off the goddamn rocker today.
Everyone crashed and burned.
I feel like I should just stand here and the rest of the... Just waiting.
Everyone crashed into the same wall.
I wonder if we all would have needed it and all would have messed up too. Like everybody here. In the panel would have
My first word after Pat was wrong. I mean, Tom, oh my God.
Hey, Tom, looks like you're going to be doing overtime today. Just want to let you know, tell your wife you're not coming home.
It's like when a sheep jumps off a cliff and then all the other ones are like, well, they all just follow.
What's going on in that big old head that you can't get it together?
Man.
You know why? Because he's already thinking about his next meal. He can't process all that at one time. He's like, okay, I just ate, but I know I got this to do.
Well, my Maserati windows are getting tinted, and I've been thinking about that this episode.
Oh, okay.
Well, are you really getting tints?
Oh, yeah.
What level? Presidential?
No. Presidential.
Like 30% that you can still see through?
Yeah. Well, he was like, if you go too dark, you'll get pulled over a lot. And I was like,
That's not true, bro. Here's the thing. People with cars like that, they're not really getting pulled over unless you're in the wrong neighborhood, bro. Like, you know how many G-Wagons I see with the front windshield blacked out?
Yeah, like, he was saying that you get the... He was like, that's illegal, but people do that all the time.
All the time.
A group of G-Wagons.
They really pulled you over.
You thought Kevin was going to break the law?
But did you guys see that video of the cops pulling over the Florida, like, head of state? Or it was like this black woman who was like this, like, really powerful person.
Bernie?
Yeah.
Was it a while back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she was just like, what was the cause? And they were just like, I mean, we do this all the time. Plus, your tints are kind of black. Like, I feel like that's what cops do. They fall back on the tints if they want to pull you up.
Yeah. That's a fix-it ticket. Like, that ain't nothing. I'll take a fix-it ticket because I'll pull that off and get it done again. Okay.
I'll pull
it off.
Black man in America.
Pull a tint off.
To not a even draw that kind of
you have to have it done before your court date. I'll pull it off, go to court, and at the court, go get it put right back on.
Okay, Tahir, that's saying that if you actually make it to court, okay?
He goes.
Tahir got to go to the food court.
Oh, we have the same one.
They're like, Tahir, he's at Sbarro. They're like, sir.
Tahir goes up to every restaurant and goes, guilty. I plead guilty. Give me the full sentence. Tahir has 25 years at the Great Steak, 30 years at Sbarro's. He has life at Panda Express.
He's going to serve him concurrently too, Pat. Yeah, I'm going to knock these all out together.
You don't think I will? You don't think I will?
I'll just knock out these 25 years real quick.
I know Pat came to the office with thong sandals on and his toes weren't done. So somebody needs to have a talk with him.
What?
Those are not thongs. Yeah, see,
I didn't know he was going to show it. He killed the joke.
He's like, I'm going to hold on to this lie. Hopefully, that doesn't
show. Man, I had a nerd to prove it. It's like, I can show that I did 30 years at Sbarro's. You ain't shit.
Sbarro's. He said Sbarro.
I said Sbarro's.
This is New Mexican pizza spot.
Sbarro's.
I said Sbarro.
That's what he said.
Not what your mouth said.
What's y'all go-to food court restaurant?
Sbarro's and Panda
any generic Chinese, Japanese place that will let you do like the samples of the bourbon chicken, because that ain't even a real thing. You can't get no bourbon chicken anywhere outside of a food court.
You sure can't.
There's a
bourbon
lot of
chicken is for sure a mall thing for
right.
Sure.
There's a lot of exclusive restaurants that are only in food courts, and I try to go for those. Like, there's usually like some Hawaiian spot I've never seen before, some Japanese spot, or like a Great Steak.
What's the one that does the subs? Is it Charlie's?
Charlie's, yeah.
I've never seen those as a standalone.
I saw one in the Midwest, but it looked a little shisty.
Yeah. Hot dog on a stick. I'll hit a Charlie's any day.
Hot dog on a stick is lit.
Solid.
Really? I've never eaten it. Yeah. Like, that is just, I don't know why. I'll do wiener schnitzel, but I won't do
it. Oh, Lord have mercy.
You knew that wasn't going to work.
I'll do wiener schnitzel. Word?
I don't want to know. It sounds
like the internet is going now. He said, I'll do wiener
schnitzel.
Shit. I hear Wi-Fi messed up.
In real life? You went for a German word. You went for a German word.
Like I was outside of word. I was like, I'm going to go for it.
You leave. You leave German alone. You got a hard enough time with English. Don't you go to German. You don't stand a chance.
Nah, shoot or shoot, baby. I'm shooting.
Say it. Can you say Wiener Schnitzel? Say
learn it English first.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Just say hot dog place.
Shut up.
Schnitzel.
I'm going to come out there and shake the shit out of you.
Stick to English.
Schnitzel. Say schnitzel.
Man, hey, leave me alone. I said
you can say
said.
S-H-I-T. You can say schnitzel.
Get him, Doug.
Imagine to hear growing up in Germany. That would have been even
worse. My God.
I would talk right. I feel like they would beat me if I talk wrong. So I would talk right if I grew up in Germany.
No, I feel like you would just do sign language if you grew up there. You'd be like, I'm not even going to try.
Eyes are slotting.
Not gonna try that one.
That's where Melissa used to live in Germany, Kaiserslautern.
That's a city.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was a military bit. Kaiserslautern.
That's
why is German so aggressive? Like
it's
every word.
They words. They put four consonants together. Every word.
It's like German is like that. Chinese is like that too. It's very harsh.
German is a lot harder on the ears than Chinese. Like I don't know. Like,
Chinese
I feel like all dogs listen to German. Like it's for some reason every dog that's like super like disciplined. If you go like nine, l'chaim, they're just like
l'chaim.
Jewish, ain't it?
Is Hebrew
or very Jewish?
I don't know either. So the
you just said those because they rhymed.
I don't know either language, so I'm sorry if I said.
You know what's funny though, Pat? My brother-in-law.
He showed me those two languages that had a beef too. He was like, "Mine, we don't get along, sir." Like, wow.
Did that ever mend? Did that ever like? Because I know that black and white people still have some issues. So does German and like Jewish relations?
Well, I mean, like the Nazis are like basically not running the country, so I think they're okay now.
I know that. I'm just saying there has to
be. Yeah, you're just saying there's still like a
racial tension.
No, but that's what it was. It was the Nazis, and that now that the Nazis are not like running the country, then there wasn't any issue with the country itself. It was just that group.
Kev, you all right? What's wrong with your feet and arm?
What?
What
did you say?
His feeding arm. He just kept doing
feeding arm. What's wrong with your feeding arm?
Yeah,
I said feeding like, arm, Meg. I said
that's
it for
not
me.
What
I
you
don't
said.
Know what
y'all right. was like.
Shut up, man. I'm tired of all y'all. Shut up. I hate
you
everybody.
Can replay it.
Hey. To hear?
Shut up. No, I hate everybody. Shut up.
Aw, give me a hug.
Hey. Ty.
Give me a hug.
Ty.
It's okay, T.
He looking down like a pout.
It's okay.
What am I going with? A maid or a chef?
Oh, chef all day.
Maid. Clean up. I got food on deck.
This is hard for me because at being in quarantine with a toddler, I need both of these. I'm tired of cooking these meals. Tired of trying to I'm a short order chef. I'm tired of trying to
What are you more tired of?
I'm tired of cleaning up pee. I'm tired of cleaning up Cheerios, toys. I want them.
Are you tired of going raw? Because if you're not tired of going raw, then shut up and deal with it.
So when here I have one child.
When Meg goes raw, it's called sashimi.
That is terrible, Patrick.
Think about it. There's layers to that.
That is terrible.
I feel like when I had little
that
kids,
is very
the cleaning
sexist
was
too.
No, it was more racist, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was raw.
I feel like the cleaning, when I had kids as young as Meg's kid is, the amount of cleaning is out of this world, man. All kids do is destroy. They're pee, poop, spilling stuff. The high chair was just, it was chaos, man. They got food all on the side of their mouth. Like,
Yeah, now that you say, I think I'd rather have a maid, because if I cook, then the maid can still clean up the dishes.
There you go, Meg.
And she
now
can you're clean up my child.
That's the loophole right maid. There.
You need to clean up your attitude, but there ain't no maid for that.
Hey, private chefs clean their dishes, though, right? After
yeah.
They
yeah.
I'm going with the chef. I'm a very neat person, so I like to eat. I mean, not as much as Kev, but I like to eat. And I would go for the chef 10 out of 10 times.
Okay. So chef for Keon, chef for Meg?
No, I'm going maid.
Okay, so you and Pat are with the maid.
The maid.
Kev, what are you going?
Maid.
Maid.
Sexy maid in a French maid outfit. Mm-hmm.
No, I hope they give you an old fat Harry maid.
Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger was making sweet love to his maid?
Mm-hmm. No, he has a maid baby. He got a maid.
Yeah, real life. Or a whole child.
She got a baby. She had a baby, right.
You got a baby by him?
Yeah.
Yes! His son is like 20 something.
He looks just like Arnold.
And he really? Was married.
I gotta look this up.
He's like a Mexican version of Arnold. It's crazy.
Oh, Eric, baby. Was he married?
Yes, he's married.
He's been married to the same lady that whole time. Oh. The Kennedy girl.
Oh my God, he does look just like him. With long hair.
Yeah.
All right, well, it looks like the personal chefs have that
Mildred
one.
Mildred Baina.
No, the
Wait,
the
would you pick here?
I picked the chefs too. I'm going to pick a chef.
We no, lost three of us picked
maids. Three of us
picked maids. Because Kev lied and said, oh, hey. And gotcha. Then the rest of them took maid.
I already have a housekeeper, so I've chosen already.
Of course you do.
I do.
Looks just like him. That's crazy.
He looks just like this one picture where he's posing like Arnold. This looks like this a spitting image of him.
All right. Well, it looks like.
Wait, here. One second. Give me this. I guess the maid said, "Come in me if." Wait.
Damn it! Come you call for an audience.
If you wanna live, come in me. If you wanna live, huh? I forgot the line. All right, take us out of here, too.
Yeah. Hilarious, all right, bro.
Well, looks like the maids have that one, and we're going to move on to our last and final topic right after this.
It's your boy, Tahir Moore, and I'm here to talk to the fellas. Well, not just to the fellas, but this is really going to connect with you guys. Listen, it's time to put down the X body spray and a polo blue. No disrespect, but it's time to upgrade, man. We can't keep progressing with technology and everything else and not adapted to the way that we shop for our cologne. Listen, guys, if you're still going to the mall and that's the only place you're shopping for your cologne, you're outdated, okay? It's time you stepped into the future and embrace Hawthorne. Why, Tahir? Why should I check out Hawthorne? I'm gonna tell you why, okay? Because I was skeptical. Here's this company that says that they have a new way of buying cologne. How do you know what I like? I will tell you how they knew what I like. I took a 2-minute survey, okay? In this survey, they asked me what I like to do, where I go out, where I hang out. When I hang out, what do I do there? Am I the life of the party? Of course I am. What do I drink? Whiskey? Neat. They take all of that information. All of that information from that 2-minute survey, and they come up with a scent that is just for me. Not just one, but two. You get a work and a place in. Come on. What? Two? Yes, two. Okay, because you should smell different in different environments. That's perfectly understandable. And if you don't understand it, I'm going to hip you to some more game. Listen, ladies remember scent. You understand me, fellas? They remember if you smell fantastic, but they also remember if you stink. Okay, so you won't always be remembered for smelling fantastic, and Hawthorne will help you do that. Not only do they have colognes, but they have body washes, they have lotions, they have shampoos, conditioners, they even have candles. Anything that you're looking for, you can get it at Hawthorne. And ladies, You don't have to be in the dark on this. You want to support your man, you can get him the gift card, you can get him the credit so he can still take the survey, and then you just buy it for him as a gift. You guys can be a part of this. Listen, if you want to take advantage, you want to jump on this new train of fragrance shopping, it's still room. There's still time. And not only that, I'm going to hook you up. That's right. Your boy's going to look out for you. House 10% off your first purchase, Sam. Okay? Does it sound good? It's better than nothing because you won't get nothing without it. Take advantage of this right now. If you go to Hawthorne.co, use our promo code SQUAD. That's SQUADD. You're going to get 10% off your first order. That's right. You're welcome. You don't even have to thank me. I got you. I look out for my listeners. Y'all know how I do. Again, that's Hawthorne, HAWTHORNE.co, not com, .co, C-O, and use the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD. You're going to get 10% off your first purchase, and that is on your boy. You're welcome. Fellas, you know how to thank me. Just shoot me $1,000 on my Cash App. That's it. You know what? Don't even worry about it. Just go out there and smell fantastic. You're welcome.
Last and final topic of the day, which is the better album?
Better
50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying or Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City.
Ooh. All right, let's side by side the tracks.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah,
those are both phenomenal. Like
are both phenomenal albums, but let's be honest about it. 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying was hands down one of the most impactful and better albums.
Loved it.
It was an amazing album, bro.
That is right. True.
What do you guys want to go over first?
Let's do Get Rich or Die Trying. It's older, so let's start
All right, Meg, you got it. All right, we got the intro. We got What Up, Gangsta. We got
Classic.
What Up.
Classic.
We got I've Been Patiently Waiting.
Yep. I tried to explode on.
Mini Men.
Fire for Mini Men.
Then we got In the Club.
Fire for In the Club.
Then we got High All the Time, which has one of the best opening verses I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Then we have Heat. Have If I Can't, which was my favorite song on the album at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodhound, I don't really remember, with Young Buck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That might be the first skip on the album. Back Down, amazing. P.I.M.P., amazing. Yep. Like My Style, so underrated. The beat was amazing. Poor Lil Rich, don't really remember.
What? I was a poor nigga, now I'm a rich nigga.
Yep, okay, I do remember that. Also, not one of my favorite songs. 21 Questions, love that song.
Yep.
Don't Push Me, with Lloyd Banks and Eminem. And then Gotta Make It to Heaven.
Your song, too.
Shut up, Kevin.
No, I want
to
hear.
Don't push me, cuz I'm close to the bread.
Yeah. I figured.
You like that one?
Kevin. Don't push me, cuz I got too much head.
There it is. Now that's a good one. I got too much head.
Fat head.
All right, but don't forget the bonus tracks. Wangsta, You Not Wangsta. Like Me.
Yeah.
Last on the Line. Which is that the one where he was like, he was calling them all pussy somehow? Well, I smell pussy. Is that you, Jai?
Is that you, Herb? That shit
was so funny. I smell pussy. Is that you, Jai? That's so good. Okay, that was, that was even better than I remembered.
Bro, classic album, bro.
All right, well, let's give a.
Yeah, that's hard to beat.
Let's give a.
Good Kid, Mad City.
We start out with Shireen, aka Master Splinter's daughter. Don't really remember that. Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, obviously.
Okay.
Right.
Backseat Freestyle.
That's what that was in the car. It was another interlude. Here's the thing. Kendrick's album has so many interludes. It's like, unless you listen to it a couple days ago, you're like, wait, which one was the song? Which one was the interlude?
That album is better or best consumed front to back as a story, as opposed to like track to track.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like 50 Cent had so many of those songs were absolute smashes, like smash hits in the club, you know what I'm saying? Like literally people dancing in the club, radio. Kendrick had some fire singles, but it's an album, like beginning to end album.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know Kendrick was 33. A specific story.
You say what?
33. I didn't know Kendrick was 33, and his name is Kendrick Duckworth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then The Art of Peer Pressure.
I love that song. I taught Bible study on that one time.
That was the song you were talking about. Okay, Money Trees.
Nigga, the best J-Rock's verse on Money Trees is one of my favorite features of all time. Take your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your Jordan and tell you to kick it where a Foot Locker is. God damn.
It's really mean.
It is.
It is. So rude.
That's you're funny.
Make so it be- rude.
Can you imagine a nigga jacked your watch and was like, by the way, it's 6:30. I feel terrible. That's the cherry on top. That you don't need. All right,
it's your Apple Watch. Hey, man, you had a lot of steps in before this.
Think you want to update real quick?
Well, make sure you get the 15K, bro.
All right, we got after Money Trees, we got Poetic Justice with Drake.
Yeah.
Then we got Good Kid with Pharrell. Then we got Mad City.
MCA.
Then we got Swimming Pools.
Oh, what? Drank.
Oh, what? Right.
Then Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst.
Oh, love that song. He kept rapping and rapping and rapping.
Then we got a song I'm not really remembering, Real with Anna Wise.
That song was good.
Yeah.
Not really remembering that. And then Compton with Dr. Dre. And then we have the bonus deluxe ones, which is The Recipe, Black Boy Fly, Now or Never, and that's pretty much it. We got like a Target deluxe edition bonus tracks. I didn't know he dropped extra tracks with Target, but we got County Building Blues. Anybody know that?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Damn, he even has a Spotify exclusive called The Recipe. Oh, okay, these are a lot of additions to this album.
Yeah.
But going through both of them, I got to give it to Get Rich.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hold y'all. I never listened to Get Rich or Die Trying straight through.
Oh, really?
At that time in my life. Good Kid, Mad City was the first, not the first, but probably one of my favorite albums that I purchased and listened to front to back. But when did Good Rich or Die Trying come out? Like 2003 or something like that?
I feel like it was like
2003. Yeah, February 2003.
Yeah, I wasn't buying albums at that time, but all those songs and video, like 50 Cent's arrival to rap was like, oh, this is different. He is rapping differently than. And he was so big at the time. Like,
yeah,
he couldn't miss for a while.
Well, one thing I love about him is I didn't know what was different about it. It was pretty much gangsta rap. And, like, even when you talk about how he was melodic, like, Ja Rule was doing a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I like about 50 Cent is, like, he was so inherently different that you couldn't really put your finger on why he was so much bigger than the other gangster rappers.
No, because I think it was because he was a gangster rapper, and of course he had the melodic part of it, but he was legitimately a hood dude. Like, he, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't, like Chris, like, Ja Rule wasn't a hood dude like that.
Chris Rock did a whole bit on that. He was like,
but they
were
melodic too.
He got shot 9 times. Like, Chris Rock whole bit on that. That's why 50 Blue, he got shot 9 times, and everybody's like, I believe this nigga.
Yeah, literally, I feel like I always say, but like, part of rap is, do you buy into the character that the rapper is selling you? And that's why I think Cardi B has so much success, because she has the bravado of a rapper. Like, and I think, you know, because, you know, being a stripper, you got to have that confidence and stage presence. I feel like 50 Cent, when he said he would shoot somebody, I was like, I buy it. I think I would.
I wouldn't buy you that for Ja Rule, though.
But there's a lot of gangster rappers who have that same energy that I feel like, you know, like you'd be like, you hear a song, you'd be like, I think he's really gooning it. But they don't have what 50 Cent has. And I don't
know. Because 50 in every video is rapping with a bullet hole in his face.
So it's hard to deny that.
That's a good point. You literally, the proof is in the pudding.
Here's the thing. I think there's always something to say about a lyricist versus like just a hardcore rapper. Cause like Ja was rapping that hard stuff, but you didn't necessarily believe Ja. You believed everything 50 said. And if you didn't, then you had the articles to prove that everything he said was really what he lived. So
anyway, Kendrick would help with you beat you up.
Right. Kendrick, I felt like he was telling his story from his eyes. He wasn't really engaged in too much. Like, he might have got jumped just by being in the neighborhood and stuff like that. But it's hard to dispute somebody that lived through being shot 9 times, getting shot in the face.
Right.
He was able to talk about it, rap about it, and make, like, good music with it. It's like, you just gravitated because it's something enticing. It's something interesting about somebody that went through that and is talking about it. Versus somebody that, like, lives in a bad neighborhood and telling you about their bad neighborhood. And it's not saying that.
I like Kendrick for the exact reason of what you described. Yeah. Like, we've heard gangster rap.
Yeah.
We haven't heard, I'm with gangsters, but I'm not affiliated rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really want to go that far down, but these are my boys. Like, this is what it's like. And he's still, you know, his boys are dying. You know, they still hitting licks and he's really close. And I feel like that part of the hood hadn't been described like as clearly as Kendrick did it. Like, Ice Cube, I'm out there for real. 50, I'm out here for real. Jay, I really sold them drugs. Kendrick was like, I ain't really sell drugs, but my boy sold drugs. And my boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it wasn't soft. It wasn't that. It was just like, this is what it's like to be in Compton when you ain't a banger, but you're... But your friends
like
are.
But that's more relatable because there are a lot of people like that. But you have to think about, like, why rap is popular in the first place. Rap and hip hop is popular in the first place to give people who are nowhere near the hood, like, a look into it. You know what I mean? But they want to hear about the drug dealing and the shooting. So although there was a lot of people in the hood or a lot of Black people who felt like that, it was just 50's approach was just more universal. Like, Kendrick's approach was more conscious and smart and poetic and stuff like that. And he'll always get the points for that. But in terms of the people who are listening and consuming hip hop who are nowhere near Compton, they want to hear about the person who's hanging out the window with the gun. You know what I mean? Like, they don't necessarily, they can't really relate to the person who's just around it and not in it because that's not really what they're listening for. That was like an internal win for Black people and just rap anyways, you know, like 50 Cent was for everybody else too.
And I think you have to factor in too, like what you do with your music. Like when Get Rich Die Trying came out, I was in college. And at that time, a lot of the songs were upbeat. They were good for hooping to, working out to, but like Kendrick's, it's a dope listen. It's a dope ass listen. But if you're doing a bunch of things, like I felt like 50's album covers, no matter what you want to do, you want to party, you want to work out, you want to get shot in the face, nigga, whatever you want to do, I can do this. Where as Kendrick, it was like, this is dope,
it's chill,
but I'm not using this album to do certain things.
Kendrick's album was like an Eminem album to me. Like, you didn't really ride around bumping Eminem like that, but it was a project that you listened to and you appreciate from beginning to end. And Kendrick was like that. Well, I can't say that because Swimming Pools.
I'm around bumping Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, Swimming Pools was a, and Money Trees was a banger. Like, I can't say that. It just was a different feel. It was too good.
No, they're totally different. They're totally different. And the other thing that 50 has going for him, even though I personally going to choose Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, and I think to Pat's point about basically suburban white kids, 50's success, like, by numbers and stuff, numbers were still like, there wasn't streaming, you know, like that. There wasn't streaming then. So 50 felt like a freaking asteroid hitting Earth, like when that album came out. He was like literally everywhere. Really iconic videos when he, you know, came down and he was upside down, like on the treadmill. That's a really iconic music video. Like, you can think of those, you think of that album, you can put 3-4 videos in your mind. At that time, the stuff he was wearing, the like bulletproof vest and stuff, like all that stuff was really iconic at the moment. Like, well, I hadn't seen a rapper like this, quite packaged like this, with a backstory like this.
Let's put it to a vote because we gotta get up out of here. So, who we going?
I'm going
Kendrick.
So Kendrick for Kev. What'd you say, Keon?
I'm going with 50, and I still bump that album regularly.
Me too. I'm going 50 as well. Meg, who you going?
Go with me, Meg.
Okay,
Meg, Pat? Come on. Go with me.
Pat?
No, that album was great.
Going 50.
Okay, looks like the 50s have it.
Probably gonna sit it again. Lord, forgive me.
That's
and on top of that, you can't get muted.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. We appreciate y'all tuning in, and thank y'all so much for the suggestions. He is still muted and does not know it. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Special shout out to our guest in the house, Keon Poli. We appreciate y'all, man. We'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.
Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.